What's up, everybody? Welcome to Physical Friday. One of the things that we like to do is to set challenges for a month or 2 months or for a specific period of time. I like a couple of things about these challenges. First, it's really good for mental toughness. If you're going to do something for 30 days and you're expected to do it every single day for those 30 days, there are going to be plenty of days that you don't want to do it. What happens is you figure out how you can overcome that temptation in your mind not to do it. And the designated time period really helps with that because you know this is going to be over in 30 days. So you push through, whether that's a pull-up challenge or a kettlebell swing challenge or a burpee challenge or whatever. I love it that you're working on your mental toughness every single day during that challenge. Secondly, I like it that you may select a challenge that you're not really ready for right now, but at the end of the 30 days, you're going to build up to being able to do something. Nothing speaks to that better than the 100-day challenge. So we are just finishing a 100-day burpee challenge. In fact, we're on day 98. So we've been doing this for 98 days. What the 100-day challenge does is it starts very simple. Day one, you do one rep. Day two, you do two reps. Day 50, you do 50 reps. Day 98, you do 98 reps. And you go all the way to 100. So whatever exercise you pick, that is where you're going to get to. So we picked the burpees. So on day one, we did one burpee. Day two, two burpees. Day three, three burpees. Day 50, 50 burpees. Day 98, 98 burpees, and the numbers really ramp up, okay? So you may not be ready to do 100 push-ups or 100 sit-ups, but if you start with the 100-day challenge, you're going to be getting a little bit stronger every day. You're going to be adding just a little bit to what you did yesterday. So you do one push-up today, two push-ups tomorrow, three push-ups on day three, and you continue that all the way through for 50 days or 100 days or whatever time period you select. And by the end, you're doing something that you absolutely couldn't even imagine that you were going to be able to do in the beginning of the challenge. So it doesn't have to be 100 days. It could be a 30-day challenge. Do one push-up a day for 30 days and add to that day add to that number every single day, and you won't believe where you get. So with the 100-day burpee challenge, that's one that we've done a number of times. Just the one burpee on day one, two burpees on day two, three burpees on day three, that is a pretty easy start. When you don't even get to halfway until you're deep into the challenge. And then on the last days, in the last 10 days, you're going to do 1,000 burpees almost. So, you know, it really ramps up. You may not be ready for that on day one, but by day 90, your body's prepared and you're ready to handle that volume of burpees or push-ups or sit-ups or whatever exercise you choose to throw into one of these 100-day challenges or any number of day challenges. So that's a format that we've really liked to use. I've found it to be interesting and it's helped me to get much better at whether it's burpees or pull-ups or whatever it is. That's something that maybe you might want to try for yourself, throw it into your workout, and do one of these multi-day challenges like the 100-day burpee challenge.